sholas tachas yadecha. What does that mean?
Dvarim shein b'nei adam oimdim aleim, elim kein nichsholim b'em yeshtim tachas yadecha.
Means things that normal people don't know, unless first they make mistakes, you know about it already.
Tadrashi dvarim shein adam oimdim b'em, al bor yon oimdim kichosim. Hazai, when you start learning, you don't always say the right pshat right away. How do you get the right pshat? If you said one or two pshatim that are wrong, you made a nichshol, then you come out to the amistik of pshat.
Sometimes you have to say something two or three times before you come to the right way.
B'shibush, the first two or three times you learn it, you make mistakes.
There are times that Torah doesn't say clearly, you have to understand it. So the first time you learn it, you may make a mistake. The second time, the third time, you come out to the klokai, to the emesik of pshat. So you're telling these people, you already know the emesik of pshat, so you be our leaders.
Elo, Anamalin, and look at all, and I'll have a question to you alone. Ye sabiyay mahu leymar, leyeya chayfish.
So he said, leyeya chidrashi, eni rogu liyas chayfish chavish, bebeis medrish.
So the answer back, no. We're not rogu, we're not such big tamir chomin.
That's what the answer back. Means we're not rogu to be in the beis medrish.
And ye say losh and shvua.
The chayne wam lasis Hashem lakecho, leyeya chayfish, leyeya mechayfish, yatsman, the beis medrish.
Lebeisi ein lehem, ein lechem, vien simla.
Okay, so they answered back, these people answered back, they didn't lie, they didn't say yes to big Tamid Chomim, they answered back, you know what, we don't know that much, we're not Tamid Chomim,
we don't know Mikra, we don't know Mishnah.
So I call upon them, you see, they were Anshei Amona, they were trustworthy people, they were Anshei Amona, they didn't lie, they could have lied and said that we'll be the cuts and we'll be the leaders now, because we are Tamid Chomim. They answered back, no, we don't know enough to be to be the leaders.
So you see, the people acted erlich there.
For the Gemara name, umimai dil mishani hasim still right they acted erlich.
There is different. Di oma lehu garmirno omrulei emalon
pashid gereh taste. If the guy would become the leader, so what's going to be? We appointed you the leader because we never done. You know everything. The next day they can come and ask him a shaila, and the guy is not going to know and make a big fool out of himself. So that's why they said we don't know. Really, they would lie. No, here it doesn't pay to lie because it would be caught the next day. So here it's different. Shani Hossam, the Omalu Gamirna, if they would have said we learned, Omalu Emalun, they would ask him, let's hear, teach us what you learned. So they made a fool the next day. So maybe that's why they didn't lie. But not Mukhra, they were Anshei Amona.
And the Gemara, Hevile and Lameima Goma Vashokach.
No, they could have gave a teretz. They could have said, Metchila, we learned. We don't know how to tell you right now, we forgot. But without, they didn't say like that. They said right away, we did not learn. That's called Anshei Amona.
So I call upon him, you see, there were Anshei Amona, Elastic people, B'shach T'chur Ben Abayis.
And the Gemara, Mai Laye Yechayfish Klau,
yeah, Shachach, Mai Laye Yechayfish Klau, what do they have to answer to say, we didn't learn at all?
So Rashi, Mai Laye Yechayfish, Moidu Al Emes, Shloyog Abateira,
no, the people didn't lie, they were Anshei Amona. They answered back that we were not Yogei Abateira.
So you see, they're telling the truth.
And for the Gemara, Lekasha, Kan B'divrei Teira, Kan B'masa Matin.
Hey, the divrei Torah that Rashi hoyu ne'monim v'yei mishal le'mashekir enichnami.
There were people b'zman beis hamidosh v'churban arabayis that still acted truthfully when they asked if they know how to learn or not.
They answered, yes, we don't know how to learn.
That way, they were Anshei Amona telling the truth.
But it came to Masaman to do business, it was missing the Anshei Amona.
People didn't do truth then.
They were sheker, they were robbing, they were stealing, they did ribbis, they did things. They didn't tell the truth about Masaman. That was called Ovdo Anshei Amona. That was one of the reasons why the Churban Abayis was the people lost their Amona in Masa Matan doing business Erlichkeit. It's tremendous mitzvah to be an Erlich Yid. You always hear people give you brachas on Erlich Yid. You think it's nothing, what's an Erlich Yid? It's a tremendous thing. To be an Erlich Yid is a tremendous thing. That's called Anshei Amona. It means everything to do is truthfully. You don't try and jip the guy, you tell the guy the truth in business and everything. It's called Anshei Amona.
Mishnevaita. Matzilin sal mole kikrois.
Baita, if you have a fire in your house on Shabbos, and you want to save food and take it outside, so how much can you save? You can save a sal, a basket, mole kikros, full of breads. Afal pi sheish boi meya sudais. Even though there's 100 loaves of bread in this sal, and the chura, it's more than 3 sudis. It's enough for 100 sudis. Still, you're allowed to save it.
Baita, the eagle shall dvela.
Who are then you could save a nice eagle? That's usually a big pie made out of dates.
There are figs shall dvela.
Who are then you could save a big barrel full of wine? Rashi, the eagle showed the veil is shugodol. There's a lot of figs there. V'yesh poistudas harbi. Still, you're allowed to. It's even though the Mishnah before said you could only save mazon gimel sudas on Shabbos, you could only save the food for gimel sudas. Here it says you could even save more. So Gemara will talk about why. Because here it's in one tircha. Some about it's in one barrel. It's in one basket. So as much as you can put into one basket, you can take out. Now before the Mishnah talking about you don't have a basket. Now you want to stop carry out different pieces of food. So you're allowed to carry out of the house to matriach yourself only kedei mazon gimel sudas. Only what you need to eat for the Shabbos. And the svar was if you're going to matriach yourself to try and take out more, we're afraid you'll get fatumut and you'll put out the fire. You'll like forget today is Shabbos, you'll be starting to worry about how to take all the things out of the house. So you start to put out the fire. Therefore, Rabbanu made Xero, you're not allowed to take out too many things out of the house if you have a fire in the house on Shabbos. No, Mosin Gimel Sudis, you have a hetzer. That's mutta. You can tell people in the gate, I have a lot of food in my house. You can tell them, see, come in, I have a fire in the house. It's going to be burnt up, so you might as well come in and take it out yourself. And now you have here, we're only mat you to take out to a chotzer that's merevis. You have an erev chatzeris. So there's no issa hoitzur. There's only a shalom. The rabbanim don't want you to be oisik and carry out things on Shabbos, because we're afraid you'll forget about Shabbos and put out the fire. So they're only mat you to carry out things that you need for the Shabbos. So mazon gimel sudas you're allowed to take. And the rest you can't take, but you're allowed to tell other people, come and you also take more than three sudas for yourself. Now, v'imhoi yipichim, if these other people are smart people, oisni moi cheshbin, achra Shabbos. They'll make a cheshbin, achra Shabbos, like to tell them, SFC, this food really is hefka. It's going to be burnt up. It doesn't belong to you. We was eicher in it. So the chur, it's our food now. And after Shabbos, you give it back to the Baal HaBos, you'll charge him for it. Say, pay me a little bit of money for the schar I did. If you want to be a pekeach, you could charge the Baal HaBos for what you're doing. If you want to be smart and ask wages, like you're a workman, you're allowed to do it. And the Chiddush is not called Tzchar Shabbos. We'll see the Gemara why. To where can you carry out these breads or these develas on Shabbos? You have a fire in your house. How far can you carry it outside? Davka lechotz hamarevis. Only to a chotz that has an Erev Chatzeris, that there's no Yisra right so. And the Chiddush is that the Rabbon and Stamazai said you can't take out more because we're afraid you put out the fire. But what you need to eat for Shabbos, Mazon Gimel Sudas is Muta. Then Beseiru in there after Shein Merevis. Then Beseiru is Mekel here. Yells even to a Chos that's not Merevis, still the Rabbon will mat you to take out a Mazon Gimel Sudas. And we're not passing on Ben Beseiru. We only pass on Dafkitz Mutter to a Chos that Merevis. It's only by Svarim, by Kid, we give first Mishnah the parent. By Kis V'Hakodesh, we have Svarim in the house of Bizoyan HaSefer, you're allowed to save the Sefer even to a Chutz that's not Merevis. But here it's not Bizoyan, it's just you want to save your food, it's only Mutter carried out to a Chutz that's Merevis. Ulishon Moitzia Kol Kli Tashmishai. You can take out all your Kli Tashmishai, Vayit Trashi, Shetzrichon Le Liyos Yayim, Egoin Koyses Oktunias. You let it take out your dishes, your plates, your spoons, what you need to eat for this Shabbos, what you need, you let it take that also out of the house. You need a chair, carry a chair outside a table. If it's anything you need for this Shabbos, you let it carry out of your house. V'loivish kol ma sheyochol uvish. Aye, what about all your clothing that are upstairs in the house? You let it wear your clothing outside. V'loivish kol ma sheyochol uvish. V'yotev kol ma sheyochol atev. You let it wear, put on as much as you want. Trashi. I should understand anything in this. So here the Chiddush is, Lechura, for Achila, Roni, Matthew, what you need for the Shabbos. Here, carrying out clothing, Mashmin is no schum, according to Tanakhama. You can carry out as much clothing as you want. And Lechura, the Chiluk is, that here we're only Matthew to carry it out wearing it. We're not Matthew Stam carrying out the food, carrying out your clothing. So since there's a hecker, like you realize today is Shabbos, that's why I'm not allowed to carry my shirts out. I can only wear my shirts outside, therefore Rabbanu didn't make any Tanai, how much? You can take as much as you want. Take out your whole wardrobe and carry outside. And not carry it, you have to wear it. His leivish kol mashiachal uvash, v'yotav kol mashiachal atif. Rabbi Yisiyah Meno, Yud Ches Kelim. He says you're only allowed to wear 18 clothing at a time. And we'll see in the Gemara, if I said these are the 18 clothing that were shchiach for you to wear. Your socks, your shoes, your underpants. Or we'll see in the Gemara. Only Yud Ches, but more not. Trashi Yud Ches Kelim. That's Mepharish to the Gemara. Shekein derech leishim b'chil yachad. That's a shtegah. Sometimes in the middle of the week, a person will go out with these 18 clothing. More than 18, loy, it's awesome. According to Rabbi Yossi, you can only say these 18, more not. If you carry out these 18, that's it. You're not allowed to undress outside, then go back in again, put on new clothing, that's also according to Rabbi Yossi. Only according to Tanakam you can do that. Now, so this is like Tanakama then, that you are allowed to go back into the house and take out more, take out as much clothing as you want. And you could tell your chaverim also, come and save for me. So it's a chiddush, you will see in the Gemara. Here it says, save the clothing with me, for me. Before, by the food, it said a lashon, I'm allowed to tell other people, come into the house and take the food for yourself. I will see in the Gemara why. Because food, when you save it, you're allowed to eat. Like you're allowed to save the Muslim Gilma Sudas that you'll eat the Shabbos. So it's roi for you. My shank and the clothing, the something that don't fit you. So if you're going to help me carry out the clothing, the stomach of the clothing will be for me. So it's only called, I'm allowed to tell you, come and help me carry out my clothing. So as many people as you want to go into your house and wear the clothing and take it outside. But they're only mat the clothing, wearing them outside, they weren't mat you to carry it in your hands, the clothing outside. I'll think there because if you be icing too much in carrying out things from your house outside, you start trapped. What do I got to carry everything outside for them? Let me put the fire out. And it's not, it's also put the fire out. Avad is providing only, there's no pikuach nefesh. Now, the Bidya Shalat from pikuach nefesh, Avad, you're allowed to put the fire out in Shabbos. So, Bizman is them, they have to be a chochem. In Rov Pomim, there'll be a fire in the house, Bizman is there, Avad, you're allowed to put the fire out on Shabbos. Especially if you live among people, you have neighbors, as though you can never tell who's in the house, who's not in the house. Avad, if the suffer comes to pikuach nefesh, Avad, you're mutter to put out the fire. As we're only talking here where there's no suffer to pikuach nefesh, you have your garage that's on fire, you have a place. And nobody's near there, nobody's in there right now. So then, just time to save your money, you're not allowed to put the fire out. Now the Eitz is only to save what you need. Either food is only mutter, Muslim gimel sudis, and the clothing that I'll be you wearing it, that's the hecker, you carry out as much as you want. So the Mor Akasha, Ivatoni Lereisha gimel sudis sulai. The first Mishnah said, if you have the fire and Shabbos in your house, you can only carry out gimel sudis. How come here the Mishnah says in one side carry out 100 tikrois, which is more than a 3 sudis? And the Gemara Amar Rav Huna Akasha, Kanga bo lahatzil, kamba bo lekat likvo. Lahatzil means it's all already in one basket. Like you have it in one basket, then it's one turkey, you can take out as much as you want. Bo lekapo means it's not in one basket. You have to go around your house collecting the food. When you're going to collect food, you only can collect the Muslim 3 sudis, that's all the matthew monat. Shrashi bo lahatzil. Shitzil v'salecha, you're saving it in one basket. Kiriktoni al Mishnah says, sal mole kikris. You have a basket full of bread. You're saving all 100 loaves in one shot, in one basket. Then you can save as much as is in the basket. It's full or not full, it's one tircha, it's mutter. Mashenk in the first Mishnah before talking about bola glik lekapil means sloyim harbi. You want to collect a lot of small baskets. Ze im ze l'troyach loisvam, to gather them together. For last lohitzi mozin gimel sudis. So you'll take out a little bit this, then come back in again, take out more. Then there are only mat you take out mozin gimel sudis. Who the yochel hatzu besloyim harbi? The suloy. She called echa terach biatzmihu. There you have to have a lot of tircha. So the only mat you the tircha are much as for gimel sudis. More not. Right. For the marshal now, bola hat, kalan bola kapia. In bola hat, still matzah, less kulim. If you're doing it in one shot, one basket, you can take out 100 loaves of bread. Bola kapil, if you want to just collect, then ainam a kapil el mozin gimel sudis. Then you're only allowed to collect enough food that you need for this Shabbos, for your 3 sudis you have Shabbos and one up. Rebaba bazavdil omar abidi. Omarav. It's an off name of Rav. Edi bola kapil. No, both our Mishnah and the Mishnah before is talking about you coming to collect. So bola kasha. Kan li yoisa chotzer, kan li chotzer cheres. As you know, if you're carrying out to one chotzer, the chotzer right in front of you, that's mut as much as you want. The kan li chotzer cheres for another chotzer, that's only mutter, Muslim gimel sudis, and not more. I don't think we pass like this. But boy rafuna bread of Yeshua. Pirish talisoi. Let's say you spread out your talis in the house. Or else you have one big basket. The keep of the niach. Now you go around your house collecting a lot of food and putting it into this one talus. And then you're going to carry out the talus in one shot. Is that mutter or not? Hey, Tanish is talking about we have already one basket full of bread. So then shoot, you carry out the whole basket. Now we're talking about you have like a big empty basket in the house. And you want to go around the whole house putting stuff into the basket. And then you'll take it all out of one shot. Is that mutter or sir? How is that daimitu?
My kibbol lahatzil domi, is that considered like he's taken it out in one shot, so it should be mutter? Or kibbol lakapal domi? No, still this tircha, you have to go around the house collecting first. So maybe that's also. So Rashi pirish talisa v'kibbol v'niach. Hey vi oichlim v'niach. You brought oichlim and put it down. V'yichoza v'hevi v'niach maho. And now, kibbol lahatzil domi, hoil v'yankan ele kli echod. You're only carrying it out the mice in one kli, in one big talis. Or the parmachasum matzim, you carry out this whole big talis in one shot. So that's the start to say it's mutter. Oi, no, kibbol a kapel dummy, hoil the terech la asoif ul lichmais. You have to first go around the whole house and collect all the food all over and put it into one basket. So that's also Rabbon and Warm Matthew to make the tircha. We're afraid maybe you come to put out the fire on Shabbos. So what's the halacha? Tomorrow, me to call my Rava, since Rava said, Ato Rav Shizbi l'Rav Chizdom, that Rav Shizbi, made Rav Chizda make a mistake. He's Ato Rav Shizbi l'Rav Chizda. Rav Shizbi was asking him, made Rav Chizda make a mistake. The Dorash, and because of that mistake, he made a Dorashin, Ubavad Shalo Yovi Kli, Shumachzik Yoise Megimel Sudis. You're not going to carry out of your house a Kli that has more than Gimel Sudis. So Rashi is, Ate Rav Shizbi l'Rav Chizda. At Shedorash Tofona V'Hoyda Loi Rav Chizda. He dashed first Rav Shizbi, and Rav Chizda was masking to him. The Yahoo Maspisni is going on the Mishnah before, they're mainly Yale. Nishkura Loi Chavis Bresh Gagli. In the case where you had your barrel of wine broke on top of your gag. That was the Mishnah we had before. You had a barrel of wine on top of the gag on Shabbos, and it broke. So what's the locha? Maybe Kli Yomaniach Tachter. You'll either bring one Kleili and leave it underneath this broken barrel that the wine should fall right into it. For Dorosh Rav Shizbi, Rav Shizbi said, "It's Rosh Hashanah, the Rav Chizda in front of Rav Chizda, Ubavach La Yiten Kli Amachzik Yosef Mishal Esudis." You can't put there a big Kli that this Kli will collect more wine than you need for three Sudis. That's awesome. And Vehoyd La Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda at first was masking, said, "You said the right halacha." Now, since Rava was chelik and Rava said, "No, you made a mistake," like Rav Shizbi made Rav Chizda to be masking to the mistake, but it's a mistake. So Shema Mini Abaraya Tusi, he made a mistake. The Afilu Machzik Sudas Harbi, even if we put one barrel to collect the wine that's falling out of the broken barrel, even if this new barrel is a big barrel, Afilu Machzik Sudas Harbi, even if we put a big barrel there now that could collect 100 sudas worth of wine, still it's mutter. Why? Kivon dechad monu. Since it's one kli that you're collecting the wine and you carry it out in one shot, Rav holds it's mutter. Now, what's the tushtal to us? This is doima to collecting a lot of food in the house and putting it together into one kli. Because when the wine drips down from the broken barrel of wine, it drips out drip by drip. So it's doima as if one drop of wine is coming in, then another drop, then another drop. So that's doima till you have to go around collecting food from the house and putting it into one barrel. And still Rava holds the smutter. Rava holds no matter how big the bottom barrel is, even if I collect 100 sudas worth of wine, still it's smutter. Even though Matzili had to wait until the wine falls in one drop yet another drop. So that's the raya, that if you collect a lot of food in the house, abi you put it into one big basket, one big talis, and carry it out in one shot, or blight mutter. So tomorrow Shmarmino, Kabola Hatzel Domi Bishafa Domi. That abi you put it all into one basket and carry out one at one time, it's mutter. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, the Rava, my Tusa. What was his mistake? Trashi minola chod Tusa hu biyodi. How do you know he made a mistake? Maybe that's takan alochem. Oh, Malay Diktoni, because it says before, Obavach lo yovi kli achar v'yikloi. We had there when your barrel of wine broke on top of the roof, so it says that you'll have to put one barrel underneath this barrel to collect the wine, but you can't go fetch a second barrel. And yikloi means when the wine starts dripping off the roof, you want to collect, like put the second barrel on the floor and collect the drips that are dripping down in the ear, that's usur. Who are then kliach of itzarev? You can't look for another keli and put it at the edge of the roof, so when the wine falls off the roof, it will fall straight into your barrel. That's usur. So it's a diyak, kliachar hu deloy. It's only usur to fetch a second barrel. Avobuhu. But this first barrel that you allowed to put underneath the broken barrel, Avobuhu mona, kama de boy matzo. That doesn't say any tanoim. No matter how big you want that first barrel to be, to put it right underneath the broken barrel, that's mutter. So
So that was Rav's Raya that we passed in, that if you even though you have to collect a lot of food throughout the house, but if you put it into one barrel, into one keli, it's mutter. Right, the Mishnah says the eagle shall devel it. That's also mutter. It's a big cake full of dates, still of figs, still it's mutter. So Gemara chesh ben maya vidite. So Mishnah says if you're chochim though, so the balabos can also tell somebody else, come into my house and save also food. So that person also has a heter to save mosin gimel sudis. But if the guy is a chochim, he could tell the balabos, I want you to pay me after Shabbos. For the Gemara chesh ben maya vidite mefkera kazochi. Like, what's the time to say? You get paid for it. Like, it doesn't belong to the balabas. You're zaychem hefka adarav, but take it home and eat it. Like, the balabas gave you a shul, come into my house now, it's burning down, and take food. So, the food in the balabas house is like hefka now. So, the balabas told you you could take it, so it's yours. What do you want to get schar for? Adarav, it's yours. Strashi. Nehefkeira. Do hetzilu lochem koma. The balabas said, save it for yourself. The Mishnah should have said a bigger Kiddush. The Mishnah should have said, if you want to be a Chochem, keep all the food. The Baal HaBos said, whoever wants to come into the mouth and save food, you can keep it. He said, Lachem, you can keep it. If you want to be a Chochem, keep all the food. And the Gemara, Omer Rav Chizda, Midas Chaskid Shonakan. The Mishnah is telling him, you want to be a Chosid. You don't want to keep somebody else's food. You want to be a Chosid, then give back the food. But I call upon him, let him pay you a little bit of money for the work you did. Omar Rova, Chasidi Agwa the Shabbat the Shakli. The guy wants to be a chassid. You can ask for schar to get paid for work you did on Shabbos. The chur is called Aga Shabbos. You're not supposed to get paid for work you did on Shabbos. El Omar Rova, interessant. Hocha b'yirei Shemayim Maskinin. The person is not a chassid. He's only Yirei Shemayim. He's Yirei Shemayim. So Yirei Shemayim means you do what the din is. What you're allowed to do, you do. What you're not allowed to do, Yirei Shemayim, you don't do it. A chosid is a pshat is even things that are mutter, I do lufnei mishuras adin. See, a mitzad adin, you're allowed to take this money. Because really, when you collected the food and took it outside, really, really, it's your food. Now you tell the Baal HaBos, have to say, I'll give it back to you, but pay me a little bit for it. So that's mutter to do it. So your reichet does it, because there's no isser involved. Mashenk and a chosid won't do it. Because before lufnei mishuras adin, you shouldn't do that either. The drashim, midas chasidus. So Midas Chassid is to give back to Baal HaBos all the food and don't take any money. Although the half meaner is, he'll give back the food but he's going to ask for money. For the Gemara Rashi, Chassid Yagod Shabbat Shakli, Bitzmiya. In Chassid, if this person is called a Chassid, Yesh Lem Levat Tem Mishlem. They should give up from their own money. Bechol Dover Sheyesh Poi Nidno Naveira. Anything Nidno means like the slightest a Shaykhis to an Naveira. Like, it's not really an Avera. A Pialoch, you're allowed to take this Schar. But the fourth, it looks as if you're taking Schar Shabbos. The Afagav, the last Schar Shabbos Gomru, is no real issue of taking this wages, the Schar Shabbos. Sharei Lehistno. You didn't make a Tanai from the Baal HaBos, you have to pay me. And really, really, when you save this food, it's your food right now. So you're allowed to really, after Shabbos, tell the Baal HaBos, I'll give you back your food if you pay me a little bit. That's mutter. Of a miyu chosid la mikri. Elim came about the mishloi. A midas achsidis min you do lufnei mishuras adin. Even what you're not mechuyif to, still you do it. Like to be clean from everything. So a chosid here won't take any money at all. So that's the teretz hachid rei shemayim askinim. He's not a chosid, he's only rei shemayim. Hamatzilah there, the person that saved this food was Yirei Shemayim who. V'loi chosid levate mishloi. So Yirei Shemayim means he was nizah not to do any averis. He went to an Avera. So that's the din of the Mishnah. It's not called an Avera. You're allowed to do this. Because when you're saving the food, since the Baal HaBos said, you can save this food and take it home, keep it. So really, it's your food. So after Shabbos, you're allowed to tell the Baal HaBos, say, I'm going to give it back. It's your food. Keep it. Just pay me a little bit for the work I did. That's mutter. What? Pasuk doesn't do that. Pasuk doesn't take any money. He gives back the food to the Baal HaBos. Says, it's yours. Keep it. Right.
He doesn't want to have anor, he doesn't want to keep the food. Even though really he's allowed to keep the food, he doesn't want to keep the food. Obegefort, I work for you, I don't want to go away with nothing. So merely ask him for the pay me up. If the guy is a pikeich and knows the halacha, that asking the Baal HaBos later when I give you back the food to pay me some money for the work I did, that's mutter. After Shabbos, you're allowed to make a cheshbon with the balabos, and he'll give you the money. Right, the Mishnah says, Leichin Matzirum, to where you're allowed to save this food? So it says, to only to a chotzim revis. But the Moram Aishin Achot, the Tony Lachem. The Reshit says, by saving the food, the balabos tells the person, come in and take the food for yourself. At the end of the Mishnah, by clothing, it says, you're allowed to tell somebody else to take the clothing for yourself. Imi, for me, with me. Amri, Gabi Mizoinis Katoni Lachem, Mishum, Deloy Kochazi, Eli Mosin Gimel Sudis, Monashach. The Baal, our boss, only needs Mosin Gimel Sudis on Shabbos. And he took it out already. So any more food, the Pshat is only for you. If you want to eat the food, you can save it. Avagabi Lavushim Katoni Imi, Mishum, the Gechazi Leir Kuliyayim. For the clothing, a person could talk into himself, I need clothing. So as much clothing as you take out, I'm still going to use it. I'm going to change every second, I'm going to change my clothing to Shabbos. So the guy still could say, as much clothing as you take out, it's all for me, because I'm going to use it. Mashenken Achila, there's a must, you can only eat Mosin Gimel Sudis. More than that, you're not going to eat the Shabbos. Right, Tana Rabbanan. Loivesh u'moitzi u'poishit v'choizev loivesh u'moitzi u'poishit. V'afilu kolo yom kuloi. Divir Reb Meir, say after Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds, you're allowed to go in your house, put on clothing, take it out, go back again, the whole Shabbos Keseda. To take out your whole wardrobe, as long as you're wearing it outside. Reb Yaisi Yoyman no, Shemay Noasa Kalim. You're only allowed to carry out 18 Kalim, and that's all, no more. V'yei Elohim Shemay Noasa Kalim. These are the 18 Kalim, the mile that people wear. Is Makutri, Shashi was Makutri at the mantle, so you jay your coat, or Unkli, that's a beged, rekik, shaleva, shodim, albasorim, a yonder shirt maybe, unkli, or punda, it's a type of a belt, kalva, shalpishtin, no, some type of flax they wore, tata shirt, the cholak, a real shirt, the ampilois, that's, I should say, what, socks. Yeah, the mafurois, another thing they used to wear, Rashi, what, latif, roshay, mafurois that covered the head, they used to put this on. Or shnei, safrikin, Rashi, pishlulis, no, something. Or Shnei Manolim, two shoes they used to wear. Shnei and Piloyas. Christ, no. Another type of socks. No. Obeis Pargut. No. Galisha Grashi. Bloshin Ashkenaz. No. Kini Huzin. No. Some type of clothing. The Chod, what? What? Kini Huzin? Kini Huzin. No, maybe. Nini socks. These socks, maybe. The Chogur Achalukim Mifnim. A gartle on the inside. Shevimosnav. The koiva shabroishi, that is, wear the hat, not his head. The suda shabroishi, they used to wear a handkerchief around their neck. Not a handkerchief, but a scarf around the head. Kids said that was a derech for them to wear. This was the begotten. So according to Rav Yossi, you only allowed to carry the derech you wear in the middle of the week. That's how you can carry out on Shabbos also. Right. So the mission. We have Shimon ben Anasoyme. Person or shall gedi agabe shade the table migdol. You have a fire in your house on your furniture. You shade the table migdol. It's the closet you have, or the armoire you have, clothes, furniture you have in your house caught on fire. Now you Shimon and says you're allowed to take a piece of skin shall gedi. Shogadi, the pshat is that it's lach, it's still wet, the skin. So skin is not going to burn. You're allowed to put it on top of your furniture, that today when the fire comes to the makam of the skin like will put out the fire. Whereas the fire won't make the skin burn, so it may a little smother the fire. So you're not allowed to put the skin on top of the fire gufa, that's called kibbut. You're allowed to put the skin on the side, like if the started to burn here, you're a dresser. The fire is here, so you're allowed to put the skin over here. And when the fire gets to the part of the skin, the fire will go out. That's called the gram kibui. That's mutter to do on Shabbos. Shashi or shal gedi lach. It's a wet piece of skin. So the Mishnah she'ochas ben esor mevnei shu mecharich. Because the fire won't burn the skin, only by scorch it. Shashi mevnei shu mecharich mina or balaz veina nisav meterkach who megan al teva. It's not going to burn, and maybe the fire will just go out. So you're saving the rest of the dresser. V'yoyse mechitza b'chol hakelim. You have a fire, you're allowed to make now mechitz in front of the fire, put kelim there. Bein malei and bein rikonim. Whether the kelim are full of water, whether they're not full of water, you're allowed to put a row of kelim. So when the fire comes to the mokum of kelim, the fire will go out, like it won't burn these kelim, and the fire will go out. Vishvil shloitav rab leki. Today to stop the fire from going further. We have yaisi yoimer, bekli cheres chadoshim, yaisi oiser, bekli cheres chadoshim leyamayim. If Yosi asks, he can't put a new earthly kli in front of the fire, like make a mechitza that's full of water. Why? The fee shein yecholim makables or. You know, claw, that when the fire comes to these earthly keli, it's going to break the kli. The kli can't take the fire. Vein misbakoyim or mechaven esad leka. That's not called as a grand, or even if it's a grand kibri, yodri, you know, vadai, it's going to cause the water, will cause the fire to go out. That's also. As Rabbi Yosi even asked, is a grand kibri. So we don't pass on Rabbi Yosi. So Drashi, Ben Malayim means Mayim. Even though these kelim are full of water, you're allowed to make a machitza in front of the fire. The fire is here. The fire is coming. You're allowed to, before the fire gets there, make a whole row full of kelim, even though when the fire gets the kelim, they'll put the fire out. So it's mutter. That's called the Gram Kibri. Trashi Shane Mukhil Makabal Kayakor, but Meshikadoshimeng. If Yosi yells no, you put this earthly kli, that's a new one, so you know it can't take the heat or bust open. So that's called Kibri, that's awesome. One of you do Marav. Talis Shaochaz Boyor Mitzadech. You have your talis, a lot of talis, anything. You have a jacket that caught fire on Shabbos. One side of your jacket is burning. And for Shetz, you want to put it out. What's the Yetzer? Is Noisnin Oleho Mayim Mitzad Acher. You're allowed to put water on the other side of the jacket. V'yimkovsa kovsa. And when the fire gets there, if it goes out, that's mutter. That's why they're called the Gram Kibui. You didn't do the Malacha Kibui itself. You only were Gurim the Kibui. So Tzayiz Des Akashim, the Chulish Shaila here is, how are you allowed to put the water on the beggar on Shabbos? We all, anytime you put water on a beggar, that's the Issa Kibus. It's like washing it. The Tzayis says, Pirash Rashbam, Lav Dafka Latalos. Rashbam knows you didn't put the water on the Talos Mamish. To a kind of a perak dam chatis, to the Begit Shriyosa Zui Kibusei. By clothing, just putting it into water, that's an Issa Kibus. Liel Besay Perash Shemana Shrots and Pirashti. For some to it, you put it into dirty water. It doesn't mean you put the water onto the Begit, nor right near the Begit, you're allowed to put water, that when the fire gets there, it will put out the fire. Kosa Kosa, for the more Mesve. Talish Shoch Seboyor. If you have a talis that caught fire, Mitzadechod, Toishto Yemaschasabo. The answer is open up the talis and put it on. Toishto Yemaschasabo. Vim Kosa Kosa. And by the way, you're opening up, spreading out the talis, the fire goes out, that's mutter. The Chiddush, that's also called the Gram Kibui. And you're not allowed a mamma to take the talis and shake it. That's what Shetan is putting out the fire directly. You're just allowed to take the talis and just open it up normally, the way you normally open up the talis. So if the fire goes out, it's not considered you did a ma'isa kibui, it's considered you're doing a ma'isa opening up your talis. And it goes out by itself, that's called the gram kibbutz mutter. V'chein sefer terah shachas bayor. You have a sefer terah that caught fire on Shabbos. Poishtoi v'kareya boy. You're allowed to start opening up the sefer terah to start learning from it. V'im kovah kovah. And normal opening up, if that makes it go out, that's mutter, that's called the gram kibui. Is the Gemara, who do you